Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
In a lot of ways, good one-on-one conversation is like making love, caressing each other with words and heady, engaging topics of conversation. And Humble and Fred do it every morning. They make love to each other. The whole country listening in.
The legendary Humble and Fred Radio. Canada's national morning show.
And a dangerous man.
They are not right in the head.
Redhead Senorita looking dead, kept a set and need a bed in Espanol. Well, give me a drink of water, I'm gonna sing around the collar, and I don't need a microphone.
This is the legendary Humble and Fred Show, Canada's national morning show.
You're now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
The following episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, The Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, The Chambers Plan, Spearhead Brewing Company, Strain Print, HomegrownKits.ca, and our newest sponsor, Cannabis Career Network. If you'd like to talk to Humble and Fred, call 1-833-437-8465. That's 1-833-HF-STINK. And now, from the Humble and Fred Queensway National Broadcast Center, here are Humble and Fred.
Yeah. Good to be with you, 1-833-437-8465. You can talk, you can text, you can email us as well, humbleandfred@humbleandfredradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Yesterday's, hi, how you doing?
Good morning. Very good.
Yeah.
How's by you?
Pretty good. Yesterday's big Twitter survey. Do you find Humble and Fred hot, attractive, or cute? This was partly because you felt that no one has ever said that you're hot.
Right.
So yesterday on Twitter, do you find Humble and Fred? When I first read that, I thought you were just going to ask if you find Fred hot.
I thought both of you guys should
That's not really fair to Howard.
So,
no, it isn't.
How come?
6% of the survey, hot. 13% attractive. 6% cute, so cute and hot, neck and neck. And my favorite, 75%, why did Phil ask?
Pretty much.
No one really knows. But that's how the day started for us yesterday, 24 hours ago.
Yeah, that sort of drags Howard down a bit. Because there are people that would have found you hot over the years. So when you say Humble and Fred, they're going, okay, is this a collective thing or do I have to distinguish Humble and Fred? Well, that score might be a 4 or 5. Just Humble might be a 7. Just Fred might be a 3. You know what I'm getting at.
No, I hear you. It's like
you know curve. What I'm getting at.
You're,
yeah.
You're harshing my attractive curve.
It's all statistical.
No, I get it, man. I mean, I'm an incredibly attractive man.
What? I guess so.
Phil.
I think it depends
Phil
on the
just
person.
Lost his crap.
Yeah.
We're all here. Sean, Sergeant Sean, waiting in the wings as always to wow us with another fine tale of something in the news. Mm-hmm. Phil Hong blabbering about the 3-day water festival in Cambodia. This is the show. Today, another gripping interview. Yesterday, we don't know what happened. We got this guy on. We thought it would be a fun conversation, and it was just one of those things. You take your chances, and
yeah, it was great.
Yeah, you just sometimes things don't work out.
Listen, and you learn things along the way. We have installed mechanisms to prevent such things happening in the future.
We have already.
Even as of this morning.
Even though you and I just had the conversation 40 minutes ago. Now we have mechanisms in place.
They have
to be in place. We can't we can't let this thing run off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyhow,
a very basic rule in radio, if I may.
Please.
Enlighten
you
the audience.
Program director.
Well, you got to be true to your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are on Funny 820. What do you call it? Canada? The world?
Canada's Comedy Superstation. Mm-hmm.
So a 35-minute conversation on insolvency, insolvency maybe isn't the best way to go.
No. You know,
and you try and mine some funny.
Yeah,
there was no funny.
No. We went down there. We were like the Chilean miners. We got lost. We just seemed to be down there for days. The interview lasted 35 minutes, but I swear I felt like we were on vacation for a week.
And the thing is, with radio nowadays, everybody's car, you know, right on your steering wheel, you don't even have to take your hand off the steering wheel. You just, with your thumb, you can change channels.
That's true.
You can change stations.
I guarantee you, though, somewhere in the middle of that 35 minutes, there was a few people who just said, forget it, and just drove right off the road.
Oh, no, I know.
This interview was insulting.
No, exactly. They so wanted to get out of the interview. They just said, you know, I can't deal with life anymore. And then they drove off the link.
Well, here we are now. See, we're taking that.
And mining it.
And we're turning it into something. I hope this is humorous.
Well, you can't ask in the middle of it. You just got to take another shot, you know, see how long this thing goes on for.
But anyway. I told you, anyway. It happened. What are you going to do? You can't have it back. You wish it had never happened.
We have mechanisms in place now. That being said, we're going to have a conversation today. We'll see how it goes. This will be interesting.
Sure it will. That's what you said yesterday.
That's what's interesting.
What am I supposed to say? Listen, I'm 4-5 minutes into that thing yesterday. I was looking and you were looking. We were looking at each other. We're like, we're not sure how to make this work. Today, Anita Sarda, with a background in corporate Canada. It's an interesting company. It's you basically sign up and you have access to different lawyers. And it's all about pooling resources. I don't know. Just trying to make it. You know, trying to make something. Okay.
Sounds hilarious.
Funny you should say that.
A representative. The company is called Legal Shield. Okay. And this woman's coming in, and we're going to talk to her.
Great.
Hey, speaking of lovely people, we had a what was the name of the cook? What's the book? Where's the book?
Oh, here it is.
Because we got, what was her name? She's a lawyer.
J.D.
Jasmine Daya. She's a lawyer. She's an author. She's a cook person. Chef.
She's a chef, yeah.
She's a cook. Don't make that face at me. This is how Daddy puts food on the table by this. Anyway, she sent us some spices. Where'd the spices go? Oh, here's my spice.
It came somewhere.
Do you smell them? Like,
very good.
Now are these? I wonder if she's done different blends, but she's like there. That was interesting. She's a multifaceted individual.
Yeah,
and we have spices now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, some people come on the show; they're not really equipped with the ability to, should I say, entertain?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe communicate would be a better. You know, get their message across in a fun, interesting manner.
Yes.
But, you know, you and I would fail miserably inside a law office.
I don't know about that. Yesterday, I offered girlfriend Rachel my services in her office as, you know, maybe a liaison between staff. And she said, you mean like the office jester? So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be. So maybe that's what we'll do when we retire. We'll lease ourselves out to different corporations. We'll just come in for 2 or 3 days at a time for a fee as the office jester, as a sort of a play of the people there to make everyone feel good.
Like a Rent-A-Steve Carell in a way.
Pardon me?
Like a Rent-A-Steve Carell, like in the office.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny. People don't even want to pay for benefits nowadays. They're going to pay for a gesture.
Oh, don't get serious.
Don't think so.
You know, if we could show them that would increase productivity, would increase employee happiness.
Sure. Today is American Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's also the 55th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, November 22nd, 1963. Significant day in the United States. Tomorrow, Black Friday. Here in Canada, we've jumped on the Black Friday bandwagon. In fact, all the sales start today. I've been assigned to a couple of stores after the show today.
Are you going to work there?
No, pick up
security.
Pick up bargains.
Bargains. What are you going to get?
Before I went to bed last night, my wife showed me online all the things I have to look for today.
Mm-hmm.
Just made my head. I'd rather pay full price, to be honest.
Wow.
Well, you know what it's like.
I don't. I don't go to shop. I've gone. I don't go shopping.
People become animals today and tomorrow. They really do. All for the sake of a few bucks. And a lot of these places, like somebody, I think Leon's is selling a television for $4 or something.
Yikes.
They have like six of them. You know, and 400 people stand out front to get six TVs. And they don't expect problems? Come on.
Is that really a...
No,
is that how
I'm exaggerating? Oh, okay. No, very cheap though.
Yeah, for sure. We all every year now, it's become the, you know, U.S. Thanksgiving tradition for us to see video tomorrow morning of people stabbing each other in the eye with a stick to get to a slow cooker for $15.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, is it that? I mean, I'm assuming that there are some great savings, but I would ask, why would you even go to a store anymore? Why not just order it online?
Mm-hmm.
Because those Black Friday savings, aren't they available digitally?
I don't think so.
Depends on the deal. Depends
yeah,
on the
I
store.
Think it's more to get people into the brick and mortar thing.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah. Plus, you know, with the rotating Canada Post strike on right now.
We're all feeling the effects.
Shopping online does not guarantee the gift will be here on time.
Well, trust me, I know. Usually I got my weed order in a couple days. It took a full 5 days. I was quite...
You still got it, though?
Oh, yeah.
5 days isn't bad. It's
maybe 5 or 6 days, yeah.
Because I saw on the news last night there's backlogs at a lot of the postal stations, like millions of tons or millions of whatever.
Yeah,
a
yeah,
lot.
Parcels and
a
things.
Lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Like crates and crates and bins of packages that are just sitting there.
And they're we're telling foreign countries not to give us our mail. Apparently.
I know.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Quadrillions.
I like how
the world's a serious place.
It's terrible. I like how you you sort of molded the Black Friday and the anniversary of JFK's death in there. Don't ask what you can buy from your country.
Chada.
Chada. Ask what your country can give to you in savings. Chada.
Have you ever thought that have you ever thought that sometimes you'd like history to repeat itself? Nah. Anyway.
Well, there's no more Kennedys left to kill. Oh, you mean the president? I know what you meant.
We can't go
funny man. I know what you meant. I was trying to double reverse you. Anyway, we have a show for you today, and we're going to do it. As always, you can participate. Anyway, I forget what happened yesterday. I wanted to mention, too, that one of the people that was a significant part of our show for the a good couple, 3-4 years, really a big part of the program on and off the air, our friend Eileen.
Mm.
Remember Eileen?
Yes.
Papa?
Mm-hmm. The one-legged woman.
Hey, Papa. Do you remember Eileen? Eileen Ross. Is that her name?
Mm. Yeah. Eileen Ross
Ogden. She came in here. She produced our show.
Yes.
Lots of speak. That, see, she was the opposite of yesterday's interview. She provided nothing but mirth and merriment and jokes. She had her third kid. For you 100%ers know that, remember when the first one was born, and I still remember when she brought, I wish I could remember.
Was it Brody?
Brody was the first.
Yes.
And I remember Brody as a baby, like 6 months old, in the studio. One morning, she was a new mom, and she brought the kid in, and it was just chaos. The baby was crying. We were crying. It was, although it was nice having Eileen change all our diapers at the same time.
That's true.
It was very nice.
3 for 1.
Yeah. Everyone thought that was amusing, except girlfriend Rachel, who's just busy working away in the museum world.
Don't be obsessed with one person in the audience.
Well, it's the only one I
it's
care
never
about.
Never a good idea.
It's the only one I care about. Anyway, Eileen had her third baby. So she had Brody, Brady, Bingy, Binky.
I think it's Sydney.
No, it was Brody.
Brody. Bungy.
Bung Mai.
Chang Mai.
And now has a baby girl.
What girl?
Three's a lot of kids.
Yeah, it is. In today's world, without a doubt. I mean, just raising them costs a lot. But when you have a third child, too, I guess it keeps you out of the workforce that much longer. And then when you get back, now you might have two or three or... that need daycare and young families. It's quite a challenge.
Well, you're the you have two older siblings too, right?
Yes, I do.
So do I.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in the 1960s or late 50s when you were born, families of three were small families. Families of three kids were sort of not... That wasn't small. They were the average, I would say.
Right.
And as, you know, now the average is definitely under two. Like, most people have, like, 1.8 kids.
Yes.
Not enough to replace the country, that's for sure, population-wise.
In China, don't they take them off you if you have more than two?
Yeah. Huh? You have to sell the third.
They fine you. They fine you a large sum.
A weekend show that's very popular in China where you swap your kid out.
Yeah. It's Baby Swap Shop.
Baby Swap Shop.
I've got this panda from Sichuan.
That's right. It's Baby Swap Shop. And if you have a third child, you have that opportunity every weekend to sell it or to swap it for a child.
No. People that have less than two, you could swap your child for like an iPhone 10.
Well, I was going to say a ride on more.
That too.
And a $4 TV.
That too.
So isn't that lovely? You have two boys, then a girl, and it all worked out.
Yes, congratulations, Eileen and her husband.
Brandon.
Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a TTC driver. And doesn't he have, you know, look at his day outside of three kids. Driving TTC vehicles and having to deal with all the nitwits that get on those on a daily basis.
Madness.
He had a couple of incidents when...
He was spat at.
He was spat at.
He was on the Toronto Sun. Yeah. Cover of the Toronto Sun.
He was spat at.
Spatted.
Well, anyway, I just thought I'd bring that, you know, some nice... Because babies, that people love babies. Like, these are the hallmarks of a fun show. You talk about babies and JFK and...
Why don't we call
Black
her?
Friday?
Why don't we call her and see if it was an easy delivery? I'm sure everyone wants to know.
I think by the third one, it's like...
They fall out.
Yeah, exactly. Just come tumbling out like, see ya.
It's like enough. It's like the meaning of life. Will you get that for me?
It's like just draw. Oh, she's like, what happened? Oh, we had a baby. Yeah, it's
just I see.
Someone go grab it.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, so there's three football games on today. Which on a bitterly cold day, if you're into that, and you don't have to work. I forgot people work. Three football games on today, midday, afternoon, tonight, and then tomorrow.
Tomorrow's college, right? It's Friday traditionally in the States, or is
maybe.
Today? Is there some college going on? Yeah, well, the reason I ask, because tomorrow, the reason they did that Tiger Phil thing on the Friday is they didn't want any conflict with the NFL today.
Right.
And other than, I think, a few small college games.
See, even the NHL doesn't schedule any games today.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of time because everybody, it's turkey and football. And then the Tiger Bowl, that was pretty good scheduling to do it on the Friday because everybody's down tomorrow.
Yeah, and the Americans have the day off and there isn't the traditional Thursday viewing. The other reason they did it on Friday is for about 20 plus years, from the late 70s, early 80s, whatever, onward, they used to have the Skins game. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? And it was free. It wasn't pay-per-view. It was basically, originally it was like Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino, Arnold Palmer. And this is how far back it goes. And they would play a fun match with each other. Did you ever
on Black
this?
Friday?
On Black, on traditionally this Thanksgiving weekend. It was usually a two-day event on the weekend, like Saturday, Sunday.
And Black Friday's a relatively new term, right?
It's exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that television event went on for a long time. Again, a free event, Saturday, Sunday, sponsored by... It was a big deal, and I think that's also one of the things that propelled whoever is backing this Tiger Phil thing to do it this weekend, because there was a tradition at one time of a kind of a silly season golf event. The thing I am looking forward to, not so much about who will win and who won't, but they're going to all be mic'd. So I'm looking forward to how awkward it's going to be, because Tiger's not the best interview. Phil overdoes it. He's like the thumbs-up, genuine, you know, guy of the people, but he's really not. I just think it'll be interesting.
So he's a phony.
Oh, yeah. I think he is. That's why I've never liked him. I just thought his act was always a little bit... Phony's too strong.
Believe me.
Yeah, it might be just a little bit put on. What were you going to say?
Act is the wrong word. Yesterday, I saw the pre-fight interview.
Like the tail of the tape.
So to speak. And neither one is a very good actor.
No.
They tried to... you know, they tried to juice it up, and Phil's going, you know, on the very first hole, I'm going to birdie. And then Tiger challenges him, and I think there's a $200,000 bet or $100,000 bet on the first hole, whether Phil birdies it. And then apparently the side bets are their own money.
Well, the side bets are their own money.
I can't believe that.
And that money, the side bets are going to charity. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
Phil Mickelson is legendary on the PGA Tour for playing for money in the practice rounds.
Yeah.
Like, legendary. Big, big, big gambler. Tiger, and I just found this out recently listening to PGA Tour radio, he also likes to gamble. Not quite to the extent that Phil does. So there's going to be a lot of... They're very comfortable with some of the betting games they're going to have. And I think for a golf fan like me, it'll be interesting to hear them mic'd up, talking to their caddies, and then, you know, sort of trash-talking each other a little bit. But I will tell you this. As fake as this... It's not a real match. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Those two guys, they don't want to be the one to lose.
I wonder if Tiger used to gamble whether to wear a condom or not. when he was plowing through all those chickaboos.
Yeah, I'll hit a birdie in the first hole.
Plowing through all the chickaboos.
Well, he was.
You know what? You really are. You're the metrosexual.
Oh, no, no.
No, seriously.
No, you can't live in Brampton and be a metrosexual. Please.
Oh, I think, well, you've proven you can. I mean, how else do you explain plowing through all the chickaboos? Seriously. You know what? Let me see your Esquire magazine subscription. This issue, how to plow through more chickaboos. I don't know, but I can tell you that...
It was quite a number.
Oh, I... Seriously, it's Tiger Woods, for crying out loud. It's like having sex with Jesus.
But even now, you know, young people, just... You worry about STDs and stuff. If you're a guy like Tiger, and you're a star, and you're married... Mm-hmm. And you're plowing through all these...
Chickaboos.
Chickadees.
Chickadees. You'd have to wear a condom,
no,
wouldn't you?
No, because he's got twist face technology. He has a... His plower has been laminated with from TaylorMade. Anyway, I don't know what... You know what? I have no idea what his chickaboo plow ratio is. I'm not sure my chickaboo's completely comfortable with this conversation.
Is it a forehand or a putter?
She just put her head in her hands. She's like, I've got to get out of here.
I put my ball on the tee.
Hi, honey.
My wife was quite pleased with... Because I had shared that story with that thing flying out of my penis, right?
Yes. Speaking of plowing through.
No, and then I thought, I tell a story like that. What does Delise think? She thought it was quite clever. She thought it was important to tell those stories.
It's an important story.
Which was that, because part of me, I tell those stories and I'm thinking, what's Delise thinking right now? And then she said to me yesterday, so, yeah.
Well,
that's good. It's, you know, you got to inform the public.
You are, you know what, you're doing God's work.
Yeah.
I would just like to have Delise sitting there one morning when you go, hey, when you've taken pleasure on the chickaboos, and I can just hear her go,
oh, Fred, that's an important story to tell.
Because she's a big Tiger fan as well.
Yes, she is. Well, who isn't?
I mean, well, the thing is, so have you purchased it yet, or do you purchase it just before? How does that work? I've never done a pay-per-view.
Neither have I. I'm assuming
aren't
I can just
supposed
do
like
day
press,
of.
Right, press a bunch of buttons on the pay-per-view channel.
So you don't even have to call, do you?
I thought that was
the
thing.
I don't have mine connected to the... Like, when I order a pay-per-view movie, which I've done, I don't have it connected to any phone line. So
I don't think you need to now.
Now
you
have to call in, yeah.
No,
but you do have to call.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the provider, because on cable, you can just...
No, on satellite, you have to phone a 1-8-whatever number. And then you don't talk to anybody. You just key in the code.
Right.
Every movie and event has a 5-digit whatever.
Because satellites don't have uplink from your house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Bell, I would like to order Tiger Gone Wild, please.
That's right. Do you have Tiger Plowing Chickaboos?
Ooh, Chickaboo Volume 2.
It's the putter edition.
Because I would like it. Oh, what the hell's going on? Like, really, like making noise in here is a problem for people? Dogs barking, children crying. All right, we got to go. We haven't even started the show. Quit me so quickly. We got to get to our very first break. Now, you see, that 25 minutes flew by. You
know, many subjects, levity, hilarity.
Oh.
Yes. Although we could have added a little solvency.
Now, every segment now, we should talk about people going bankrupt.
Insolvency.
Insolvency.
So the interest rate is...
Insolvency and continency.
Currently.
All right, we'll go away and we'll come back. You take a break. It's great to be with you on Canada's Comedy Superstation. Funny 820 and at humbleandfredradio.com. The space between...
Words confuse me, like will it rain today? Waste the hours with talking, these twisted games with... Slowly stick a knife inside me and twist it all around. I want love to grab my fingers gently, slam them in a doorway, put my face into the ground. I want love to murder my own mother.
Tumble and Fred Radio. Jack White was just in town recently. Last couple weeks, I think. Was he not performing? Somebody told me he was. I like him. I like Jack White. White Stripes. I don't think I would go and see him. It seems like a lot of work.
I'm just upset I missed the Pusha T concert there.
Pusha T.
The night before last. Really, somebody was stabbed now. Like,
yeah.
Like, fun, eh? Hey, let's go to the concert. And then terror breaks out. Like, Jesus.
Meanwhile, that's happening, and you're in Brampton saying to Dahl, come on, Dahl, push my tea over a little closer to me so I don't have to move.
Push a cup of tea.
By the way, honey, if you're driving down the 410 tomorrow, wear your bulletproof vest, please.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. I don't know. What's going on there in the Brampton corridor trying to get into the city? You're taking your own life into your hands.
Let's stop talking about it. I have a, I got a home value to worry about.
Okay.
Let's just shut her down. Yeah. Let's just shut her down now. Shut her down right now.
Like this conversation is going to affect.
Oh, you never know.
You've made so much money on that house.
Mr. Patterson, I'd love to buy your house. It's just driving there that scares me.
All of a sudden, all you see on the 410 are like armored vehicles, from Mad Max.
You know, Hummers and things.
Tanks. Indian people riding on the front of tanks. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Everybody drives by in a car and an army helmet.
Little berets.
Yeah. If you do want to venture from your home, I would invite you to Yuck Yucks. Tomorrow night, the 8 o'clock show, I'm going to be middling. And I can't remember who else is on the show. I apologize. It's Yuck Yucks Toronto, Richmond Street. Then Saturday night, I'm in Oshawa. Oh, yeah, the tour continues. Toronto, Oshawa, Hockley Valley, the Fall Old Guys Stand-Up Tour. Saturday night, I'm working with our buddy Craig Venn, our former colleague Dean Blundell, and somebody, a very funny woman from New York City. She works for NPR Radio. And originally from Calgary, I found out. Her name is Ophira Eisenberg, and Ophira is the headliner. She's very, very funny. So come and support comedy in the GTA, the 905 Comedy Festival. Go check it out online. Tickets are available, of course, at Yuck Yucks in Toronto. Friday night at Yuck Yucks on Richmond Street. It will be a hot show. Hot show.
You say fall tour. I was saying to the guys this morning, we never really had a fall, did we?
No.
Well,
no.
It went from hot to rainy and damp to this cold. We didn't have the indigenous summer.
No, we never had that. No.
We didn't.
I know, on the shores of Gitche-Gumee, man.
Because it never got cool and then really hot. It just stayed hot into October and then turned.
I'm with you, brother. You know, when people say, oh, fall's my favorite season, what they mean is there's about 4 days between September and October that are really pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it's shite.
It's just with this early. Like, this morning is winter, and it's November 20th. It's going to be a long winter, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Well, it is.
Don't say that.
Well, it is.
It's not. Don't say that.
Like, you add a month, 6 weeks to the winter? Come on.
It's, you're not adding anything. Let's go back.
It's not typical.
It is. It's typical.
Howard, records were set all over North America. Just ask the president.
Oh, yeah. So can we talk about that now, please?
Quickly, only because it is humor.
So what? we're going to give, and we'll talk about it in a second. We're going to give you this proviso, providing we're only going to talk about it for we'll set a timer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about we do that? We'll set a timer for under 5 minutes.
Under five.
We'll let everyone know there's going to be some Trump talk, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be lighthearted.
Yeah.
And we think you'll enjoy it. So hang around for that. First, let's talk about our friends who are doing wonderful, wonderful work. The Chamber Plan.
Canada's number one plan for employee benefits. Yes, it is. The Chamber's plan is Canada's leading group benefit plan for small firms. If you'd like a free quote, go to chamberplan.ca. It's very simple. Getting a free quote, so you put the parameters of your business in there and you get an idea of what it's going to cost you, and you'll be surprised. It's very reasonable. Group benefits, including health and dental insurance, all sorts of other insurance products under the umbrella. Again, it's very simple to get the quote. It's stable because 30,000 Canadian businesses are part of this, and they've been around for decades. Chamberplan.ca. Go there, get a free quote. It can work for your small business.
Now, you know, a lot of people are excited about legalization. The Cannabis Career Network is a place where you can be exposed to countless of opportunities in the cannabis industry. The big fair. Oh, look. Are you going to Cannabis Fair?
Are you going to Cannabis Career Fair?
Career Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Cannabis.
Rosemary and thyme. Need help navigating the new laws? Have your questions answered by cannabis experts. Looking to transition into the legal market? Somebody better, because the government doesn't seem to be able to deliver the weed. Come on, government. What's up with the weed? Wednesday, November 28th, the Pearson Convention Center, Steeles Avenue between 1 and 7. You can register to attend for free. Even now, apply to exhibit. We'll find out more when Miriam comes back on Monday. Anyone hiring in the industry will get results, all their staffing needs, in the least painful way. The Cannabis Career Network. And before we get to Trump, I mean, we did have, and I will say this because I have a sense memory of the golf season being extended. Some of the best golf weather we've had was September into early October.
Yeah.
So, and that still sort of fall starts September 21st. That's kind of the fall. You know, when it's still warm, you can enjoy the leaves starting to change. But I feel your pain, brother. I mean, this weather, today is brutal. It's minus 12 right now.
Was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago? There's a little golf course down here, just over here and down, that older one.
Mm-hmm.
I went golfing with a few guys on December 2nd, 2 or 3 years ago. And it was like a nice, pleasant day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you have a year like that, the winter obviously a little shorter. But it's just, and it's one thing, I mean, not to complain about the weather, but I am. This morning when I got in my truck, it was minus 14. That's January, brother. Mm-hmm. That's February. And if it's happening in November and we're still getting it in February?
Well, we're not. I mean, we're going to have it. Today is going to be high of only minus 5. And then after that, like Sunday's 8, Monday's 6.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I can't remember if it was the year that you came with me to Florida, which I would hazard to guess now is like 4 Floridas ago, 5 years ago.
Something like that.
So you came with me, and either you or Dan, and then when we got back from Florida, which is usually the second week of December, that winter I golfed when I came back from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That winter, I had friends of mine that played this little course in Burlington that's open all the year round. It's a club mm-hmm. lake course called Hidden Lakes, mm-hmm. and it was open on Boxing Day.
Wow.
What does it for me, like today is, like yesterday, it was brutal. It was very cold. I was out with Stan. You know, it's kind of like your hands, or you have to have your hands in gloves. But the thing I like about it is at least it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of November, today's the 22nd, you know, most of November has been cloudy, crappy, overcast. I don't know what it is about the changing of the seasons here on the eastern part of the country, but it's, I always find it a little bit depressing. Just because it's always, you always feel socked in. Mm-hmm. Whereas at least today, like looking out on the street here, it's sunny. Yesterday was sunny.
That's, you know, Gordon Lightfoot turned 80 this week or something, or last week or whatever.
Yeah.
Great milestone for him. Great Canadian artist. That, you know, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is about, you know, a wreck that happened in November. And just the picture he paints in that song. It's just November.
Yeah.
And even the mood of the song is November.
It's gloomy.
Yeah.
On the shores of Gitche Gumee.
Yeah.
We should also mention that young accountant, Ryan Pettinelli. Now, no, we're not going to be talking to him about the intricacies of accounting, but he's observing the show.
Get him on. Let's talk about desk audits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about. No, even let's go deeper. Where do you get your supplies? Where'd you get your calculator from?
Mm.
Anyways, Ryan is a big fan of the show, and I, you know, corresponded with him. He asked if he could come in and watch the show, and we found out today that Ryan's firm is our firm.
Really?
Yeah.
Pettinelli and Straboki. What's the other part?
Mastrolucci.
Mastrolucci.
No, it blew me away when he said that. But, yeah, they handle our affairs.
Yes. Uh-huh. I love how...
Very simple.
Well, but. I know, but I love how Fred's second question to him was, okay, listen, if a small company, hypothetically,
yeah,
was going to be audited, how much notice would they have? And I was like, what am I... Should I know something?
Uh-oh.
No, I just handle that in. I'm just, you know, always, you know, thinking that way and preparing yourself for that eventuality.
No, I just was a little bit worried when I heard that. I thought, oh, great, we're going to see a letter one day, and then Fred got 30 days to leave the country.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you never know.
All right, so here we go. It's Phil.
All right.
We got a timer.
Yes, it's currently set.
Are you ready? So it's,
okay.
I actually want to go to your timer on your phone. You
right
ready?
There. Yep, yep.
So set it for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about Trump for 5 minutes or less. We can go less, we can't go further.
Right.
In three, two, one.
Bing bong.
This is a tweet from the leader of the free world 12 hours ago. Brutal and extended cold blast could shatter, and then in caps, all records, - whatever happened to global warming? Anybody? You first.
Well, it's extremely disturbing. Because even if you don't believe in global warming, which is ridiculous in itself, as the leader of the free world, you just don't go there. Because you don't know. And a lot of the people in your country do believe in it. And that is just so childish. That's like... That's what an uninformed person would write on Facebook as a joke.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
And worse than that. That's what you would hear with two drunken old bastards in a bar drinking during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, half cut, playing pool. Look at it. It's -12 today in November. What happened to global warming? That's
like,
what you hear.
Like, he just shouldn't go, even if he is a skeptic. And there's a lot of people within government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're playing that balancing act. There's something to this, but there's economics involved and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But to present it that way as president of the United States is just so irresponsible, so childish, so mindless. And I'll tell you know, these people that continue to support him and stand behind him, like, how do you... What are they saying this morning about that?
Great question. In our 5 minutes, though, I want to read some of the responses. And that's what I think. I think you'll really enjoy this. Like, if you're like us, you know, you're sort of a fan of how dumb Sean Hannity is and this right wing, whatever, cabal. And Trump, the best thing is to read what other human beings say. So, like, some of the responses to Trump, this just came in. You're an idiot. Delete your Twitter account. You're too dumb to understand science. and on and on and on.
I tweeted him.
Probably should bring a four-year-old to help translate. What did you say?
The romaine lettuce story is fake news. Eat some.
That's right. Good. Good one. Good one. So you showed him. You showed him. Here's one that's very simple. Jesus Christ, you're an effing idiot. And, you know, one of the reasons they changed, or it changed from global warming to climate change, is for idiots like this. Because for years, when we called it global warming, you know, inconvenient truth times with Al Gore, because people would say, well, where's your global, you know, if it was cold in July, where's your global warming? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they changed it to climate change, so for a different way to look at it. But to your point and our point about the leader of the free world just shouldn't be tweeting out something that guys would yell at each other over a pool table in a bar.
And let's be honest, that whole issue, like every other issue, there's extremes on both sides.
Sure.
There are people using it to make money. There are people that are being hysterical to push agendas. We get all that. But as we said many times in this show, you err on the side of safety. Mm-hmm. You got to be aware that something could be going on. And as one of the biggest polluters, the United States.
Oh, yes.
Like, just don't say stuff like that.
Weather isn't climate. And many of the people that have responded to this tweet have said that.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Howard, severe cold could be the result of global warming.
These fires, yeah. The fact that, you know, I was in Victoria this summer, and, you know, as you all know, the west coast of Canada, like California now, just covered in smoke. And you know, that didn't happen when I lived on the West Coast in the 1980s. That was something that wasn't part of the conversation. And then being out there with Rachel, we heard from several people saying, well, apparently this is how it's going to be. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
Those things have nothing to do with whether it's hot or cold in a particular time of the day, the month, the year. Day, month, year. How much time do we have left, Phil?
Well, 25 seconds.
25 24. Seconds. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he also tweeted yesterday that, you know, he lowered gas prices. He just can't win because he lowered gas prices, and now there's lots of traffic. Sorry, America, or basically that's what he said.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
He's just...
10-second warning.
It's got...
Three,
it can't continue.
Two, okay. One.
It just can't.
Take it to me. Thank you.
Hero people.
There's just one I wanted to read here. This is from the excitable Swiss guy, Fred, in brackets, the cheat caper boy. Here, we were talking about cash-only restaurants. I'd been to a faux restaurant a couple nights ago. A lot of those restaurants are cash.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy makes an interesting point. He basically says that restaurants that take cash, a lot of them are doing it to avoid the high fees for transaction.
The interchange fee, yes.
Now, we have an accountant in the room, and I would wonder, I mean, some of these businesses are doing that. I think some businesses, like the driving range guy that I used to know, yeah, he paid taxes. In fact, he used to tell me this. I said to him, this was years ago, I said, wow, a cash-only business. I mean, that must be great. He goes, yeah, I pay. He says, I make sure that I pay a little bit more tax every year. And I said, why is that, sir?
Yeah, a little bit more each year.
Each year.
But based on what?
Doesn't matter.
No, I know.
But yeah.
And, you know, it's in... When we go, you know, people always, and I never have, complained. You know when you go to an ATM and then it says, you know, $1,
$3.
Yeah, that's never bothered me because I thought, look at how wildly convenient this is. What, are they supposed to do this for free? I don't have to go to a bank. I don't have to be any, I can go anywhere and get money instantly. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a charge for that. Well, I would say that often about small business, too. You know how wildly convenient that is? Even Interact and stuff and how it's all processed and put in where it's supposed to be, and it makes your counting a lot easier.
Right.
So, I mean, that's great. So, if you want to pay for that, great. If you don't, I mean, your accounting would be a lot more complex, I would think.
Sure, to be fair to him, hold on a second, Phil. He says, having owned a small, I want to read the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Again, we're kind of doing what those guys in Buffalo did to you. We're not reading the whole email.
Okay, go ahead.
So he says, having owned a small business, I can tell you from experience, these transaction fees add up to more than a couple hundred dollars a month. Ironically, the smaller the business, the higher the percentage of the fees.
Right.
So there's, because we were, I mean, kind of implying that if you're doing a cash-only business, that maybe there's some chicanery about. But not necessarily.
It also depends on the card, though, eh? If you bring in a platinum card and you use it at a merchant, it could cost them up to 4%. Only because you get points from it, right?
Well, you know, you see a lot of places now, especially fast food and smaller businesses, say they won't take a card unless it's $15 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, minimum charge.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, to your idea of the convenience of taking cash out versus going to a bank, I agree. And the interesting thing is, it doesn't matter how much money you're taking out, it's always just the same fee. So if you're going to take out $60, mm-hmm. it's three. It's you're taking $600.
But even have to imagine ATMs now. That business has got to be way down, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because who needs cash? It's, in these small businesses, and, you know, some of them, this letter aside, this email aside, you know, they're money laundering facilities.
Some of them.
Some of them, sure. Yeah. I don't even know what the percentage is. It might be 10%. I don't know. But even they nowadays, so that for that to work, they need people coming in spending cash, right?
Well,
fewer and fewer people use cash.
Mm-hmm. Or debit.
Yeah, but a debit's no good for money laundering.
Well, of course. No, it's not.
It's pretty reasonable, though.
Now I'm starting to worry because, again, he's talking to the accountant. How much are we going to get audited by Rev Canada? Turns out Humble and Fred Radio is a legendary money laundering outfit. Hello, Baca.
Hello.
What?
Oh, sorry. Every Thursday, I take out the garbage and I take out the bag of money.
Yes.
To pass over.
People know if you're new to the show, there's like 15 rub and tugs on this street. And I don't know from experience if they take cash or credit card, but I would imagine that, you know, some of them are a cash only business. Listen, man.
Even if you're, you know, every other one.
Yeah. Listen, there's three or four bars on this street hold more. They literally are the size of this room.
Yes.
They hold 20 or 30 people. There's never anybody in them.
Yes.
And they've been open. So I've been here for 3 years.
That's Parkdale as well. Yeah. All Parkdale is like restaurants that aren't really restaurants.
And then if you probably saw their financial statement at the end of the year, they did a booming business.
You know, in Parkdale, just a little bit east of where the split is at Queen King, it splits at Roncesvalles, this street in Toronto. Mm-hmm. There's about 15 restaurants right away, one after another, all different ethnicities. You know, and not just, you know, Thai food, Chinese food. It's Ethiopian.
You're talking Roncesvalles?
Right. And I've often thought that. I thought, there can't support all this business.
Well, Roncesvalles itself is a little different because it is so family focused.
No, not Roncesvalles. I'm saying the part of Queen Street.
Yeah.
The very first part, just east of Roncesvalles.
Like Parkdale almost.
That's Parkdale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's definitely some chicanery going on there.
Oh, no. 100%.
Yes,
100%. Yeah, they're not real. It's like a playtown.
You know,
like Disney World.
It is a place.
Yeah, it's like not real restaurants.
They're just facades.
For drug addicts.
It's like the car wash in Breaking Bad. That's what it's all about. You just create this business and then pretend that all this money's coming in through car washes.
Although, what's his name there at El Pollo Loco did pretty good business before he had his head blown off.
Who's that?
El Pollo Loco.
Who is that?
Guy that his partner in the meth business.
Oh, right.
The guy who eventually gets half his face blown off.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
El Pollo Loco is meth? Or are we talking Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
Because El Pollo Loco is a fantastic chain.
Well, maybe that's not... El Pollo Loco is... But that's not the chain in Breaking Bad. What is the chain in Breaking Bad?
That's like Chipotle.
Yeah, it was a chicken place.
It was a chicken place.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
You haven't watched Breaking Bad?
No.
Good for you.
No, I was on tour.
Because you have that to look forward to.
Sure. Marco was meh about it, so then I never got into it.
Los Polos, that's right. And Pollo Loco is not in Breaking Bad. And they are not a cover. They are not a front for meth.
They will not be a sponsor for us at this point.
Just to be clear, counselor, I did not say they were a front for meth. I misspoke. Climate change! Okay. We got to go. Anita Sarda is with Legal Shield. I'm really interested in this. This is going to be so much better than the insolvency interview of yesteryear.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Listen to that. You know how Marco has that podcast about insomnia? Have him run a few minutes
of that.
We'll
bring him in.
Bring him in. Amanda Barker's here. She's an angel. What does the Legal Shield membership get you? That's what I want to know.
We're going to find out.
In case we ever, you know, set up a shell company to launder money
in the Cayman Islands.
We'll need it. We'll need that app.
We're going to need something. Shall I finish more of this? Here we go, Freddy. And every man has the case of the dead. All right, 1-833-437-8463. Call the stink line. Text us if you want. Humble and Fred Radio continues in a moment on Canada's Comedy Superstation, 2820.
When afternoon came, it was freezing rain. In the face of a hurricane west wind. The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Yeah, all right, here we go. It's Humble and Fred Radio. We're going to find out what Legal Shield can do for you. But first, let's talk about a guy who has done so much for so many for so long. Retirement Sherpa.
Yeah, Tim was in yesterday. Very, very interesting. Raymond James, of course, you know, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund, and we know all about the Sherps. He's an investor. Oh, yesterday he was in talking about some of his clients who have sold their homes to kickstart their retirement plan. You know, you take that money, you invest it. Some people take that money, rent, and then, you know, invest, and then maybe buy later. All sorts of strategies on how to use your home as part of your retirement plan. He also talked about if you have a solid pension, a company pension, you can be a little more aggressive with your investments. Which is so true. If you got the pension to lean on, then have some fun with your investments. All strategies that Tim can help you with. He's Retirement Sherpa, retirementsherpa.ca. Give him a call. He's going to help you.
Looking here at today's FYI Music News, Music Digest, some interesting stories you might want to follow up on. Taylor Swift has signed a pretty interesting new global deal with Universal Music. And she was, you know, obviously she's made a lot of money, but like a lot of artists, she didn't own her master recordings. And this deal, it's not just about Taylor Swift. That's why I say go have a look at it, because I was reading about it a little bit, and there's a lot of stuff in it that's going to change the way the music industry deals with artists. You can find out more at FYI Music News. A member of the Humble and Fred performance family, Tara Lightfoot. Featured today, she's tour up. You know, there's somebody that would be great for our Christmas show, Barker.
Again,
because, well, only because she's a Hamilton girl.
Yeah, yeah, she's been the last
the show,
two,
and she'd be great.
Okay, that's fun.
You
we'll
know, that would be somebody to that would bring the whole Hamilton vibe together.
Sure,
she's on tour in Western Canada in January. We might want to check her out. All kinds of news here at humbleandfredradio.com and fyimusicnews.ca. What a day, what a day, what a day. We're going to find out what Legal Shield can do for you.
Yeah.
Please welcome to our program a wonderful person with a background in corporate Canada, a single mom with two teenagers. Come on. Can't be true. What I'm trying to find out is what is your actual title with the company?
I'm an independent associate.
Independent associate with Legal Shield. Say hello to Anita Sarda, everybody. What is Legal Shield? What are independent associates? Who are these teenagers? Tell me some things.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited.
We're so happy to have you here. Please, at no time in the next 20 to 15 minutes, mention insolvency.
Yes, I was listening to you this morning on my drive here, and I choose not to do that. It was a lot of pressure. Yeah, your segment on Trump was interesting. So
That was only five minutes.
It was five minutes. I timed
usually
it for you.
50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we can't. We'd still be talking about it if we didn't have a timer.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm here then.
We're glad you're here, too. So Legal Shield is what?
Legal Shield is a 46-year-old company. Mm-hmm. So we have been around for a really long time, 20 years in Canada. And one of the easiest ways I like to describe it is we are the Netflix for the legal industry. So back in the day, we'd go to Blockbuster, pick up a movie, have to go out in the, you know, what, minus 17 that it is today and pick up your movie and return it. It was horrible. Now Netflix said from the comforts of your home, you can watch whatever you want, whenever you want. Totally makes sense at $10 a month, right? And Legal Shield for the last 46 years has said, well, why is it that ordinary people like you and I need to pay $300, $400, $500 an hour to consult with a lawyer on a topic that, you know, maybe is a big issue or maybe isn't a big issue, or you have no idea if it's an issue and you probably aren't going to pay a, you know, huge retainer. So if you know you're in a big legal matter, you might think, okay, no problem, a DUI, a, you know, a really nasty divorce. You're probably not going to think twice about having to retain a lawyer and do that. But what about those everyday things? So what Legal Shield does is we allow you to have an entire law firm. And now you've got access for essentially less than this little cup of coffee a day that I'm drinking.
Oh, so it's almost like insurance. It's like legal insurance.
Not really. Think of it almost more like a gym membership. So we want you to use it. We actually want you to. Insurance, in most people's minds, think that something bad has to happen before you have to use it. It's not really proactive. Whereas a gym says, don't come to the gym just in January. We really want you to come all year round, pay your monthly fee, and come and use all of our equipment and be proactive with your health. So we sort of say the same thing. Be proactive with your life. So I'll give you a really small example. I had bought a brand new car, last week. It was, it's a lease, and I had, how many people would ever have their documents reviewed by a lawyer? Now, the dealership did an awesome, awesome job. There's nothing to that. But I hadn't really done this before with this dealership. So I had the lawyers review the paperwork. They spent an hour going through all the documents, called me back, spent about half an hour on the phone, and just walked me through what I was going to sign and said, you know, just notice this and notice that. And I'll tell you a funny little story. So because of our law firm's been doing this for so many years, one of our members did not originally have their documents reviewed, because most of us don't. Ended up getting a Legal Shield membership. And there was a bit of an issue because apparently the VIN number on their lease agreement was not the same VIN number of the car they got. How interesting. Now, what would you do? How would you solve this problem? How would you figure this out? What kind of lawyer are you even going to call to solve something like that? So we take the guesswork out completely and the stress. You make a phone call. You download the app. You make a phone call. And you're able to get access and not have to worry about the bill every time you make a call.
That's a great idea.
Well, I can tell you right now, you had nothing to worry about, because the last 3 minutes has been more interesting than anything that happened yesterday.
And when you said a funny little story, we like those.
Yeah, exactly. And it was not only a funny story, it was interesting, informative, and I think we all got something out of it.
Okay,
I'd like to see it made into a movie.
So there's a monthly fee.
Correct.
So even if I'm signing anything, whether it's for a credit card or a cable TV or whatever, I can just cover my butt, just call at any time and have this stuff. So that's what you mean by the everyday stuff.
Absolutely. It's the everyday stuff. I had an issue with a cell phone company and I got overbilled, because most of us never have cell phone issues, right? Mm-hmm. We all love my cell phone, but we never have issues, right? And I ended up having a $108 overage charge because I've got a U.S. flat rate plan. And all of a sudden, the company charged me because they changed their policy and five area codes randomly scattered throughout the U.S. were no longer included. So they were, I was billed, escalated, you know, let me speak to your supervisor, blah, 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 like we always do. But I never spend more than 10 minutes, because if I don't get a resolution in 10 minutes, I just call my lawyer. So I said that.
So that's what Legal Shield does. It allows you to have a lawyer all on call, basically, without having to worry about the you know, every time you have an issue going to see somebody, paying their initial fee. I want to ask you right away, because I think one of the curiosities is, what does this gym membership cost per month?
Yeah, so it's $35.95 a month. For it'll cover you, your spouse, your dependent children. It also covers all the legal services, as well as full identity theft restoration and monitoring.
Oh wow!
Now, is that does that mean I have let's say I did want to update my will. Would that, and that would be something that, you know,
that's complimentary in our service.
It really?
Wow. Yes.
So we allow you to get your wills and powers of attorney done. Now, wills are so important in Canada. The reality is that, yeah, we love all our services that our taxes pay, but the reality is that one of the largest income areas for the government is people who die without a will, because mm-hmm. so much of your money goes to the government, and they are now responsible to probate and take care of all these things when you don't have a will. So what we want to do is make sure that every Canadian has their wills updated.
And power of attorney.
Very
important, so as well. Important.
And the reason I bring it up is because, you know, to get, you know, a family of wills done can be hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But if you're paying $35 a month, in a year, that would pay for just that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I say that all the time, is that just to get your wills updated once at the year, and when things change, like my son's going to be 18 in a year, and I already know that I have to get my will updated. Yes. It's so cool, and I don't have to worry about the cost of it. And so, and one more phone call. I mean, you make a couple of phone yeah. calls. You know, you deal with a traffic ticket. Probably one of my favorite, and I have to put a plug on this, because I've never had to use it, fortunately, but I'm really glad that we have the service. We have something called a 24/7 emergency line. And what that means is, if you're ever in a car accident, questioned by the police, they've knocked on your door, CAS has showed up. What would you do at, you know, 7 o'clock at night, 10 mm-hmm. o'clock, 2 in the morning, what would you do? But our emergency line covers, as a Canadian, coast to coast through the U.S. and Canada. So if you're ever in a real emergency, you can press the button, and you now have a lawyer or an attorney, depending on where you are, going to help guide you through that situation, or answer or speak to the police on your behalf if that's required.
Well, especially if we go into this money laundering that Fred's so interested yeah. in.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know, I feel somebody. Like I can't leave here without making sure you got your 24/7.
Gym memberships are also sometimes tiered. This isn't tiered at all. So if I pay the $35 and something really big happens in my life, I'm good to go.
So 90% of your life stuff, everyday yeah. life stuff's going to get covered under the membership.
Right.
But yes, we recognize that life happens, and, you know, divorces and DUIs and things like that happen. So we do have a preferred member discount program when you need to retain a lawyer.
Right.
So we will give you a 25% to 33% discount off of there. So we have a partnership and referral network all across Ontario. All across.
So if you need yeah. a lawyer yourself for something specific, it is a little bit more.
Right. Okay. So if if you're going through a nasty divorce or mm-hmm. something, you need to have a lawyer to go to court for you. I mean, we're not right. lawyers. We're not pretending to be in our, mm-hmm. our law firm's not pretending to make you all a lawyer either. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to do is save your legal costs. But if you need to have a lawyer mm-hmm. to finish, so if you've got a DUI or a criminal, or you want to adopt a child, you mm-hmm. know, buy or sell a house, these are things that you need to have
sure.
lawyers for. And we're not trying to take away the lawyers or legal mm-hmm. professionals for anybody. What mm-hmm. we're doing is we're altering how you access it. Uber did that. Uber altered how we access transportation.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it really is a timely, you know, service, and one that, you know, I think we all understand. LegalShield.com, there's different plans. There's personal, there's business. And Nita Sarda is here. What was that?
You can say, I'm going to call my lawyer.
Like, I'll call my lawyer.
How great does that sound?
I like
sound?
Saying my attorney.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm going to call my counselor, my barrister.
Somebody parks in your spot?
Actually, you'd be surprised. I had that. We had one of our members had one of those big bubble trucks, the ones where, you know, the duct cleaning things.
Oh, yeah.
And the landlord just made an absolute issue about it, and he's like, I'm gonna call my lawyer. And the landlord's like, yeah go for it, I dare you to, you know, in this apartment building. And he did, and still took him to claims court. And the judge actually asked him, you know, are you self-represented? He says, well, my law firm is Mills and Mills, and that's our Ontario law firm. I'm really proud of them, so I'm gonna give them a shout out.
Well, you know, we run a little small business here, And from time to time, it hasn't happened very much, probably 1.5 times where people didn't pay us. And sometimes you're like, I don't know, is it worth getting involved in small claims to take them to court? But part of the thing you wonder if it's worth it is, do I want to pay the legal fees to get back what this company owes us? And as a business partner, as a business plan, that we would have access to at least some advice before we went forward with it.
Absolutely. Our business plans are really awesome. We target the small to medium size. So you must have under 100 employees in order to have ours.
Way,
yeah.
Way under that.
0 to 100 employees. We've got different plans.
6.5 employees.
Excellent. So we have small business plans, and it does include business consultation, but it also includes debt collection letters in a month. So even to try to sometimes it's just worth trying, and we call them motivational letters.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes, you know, Barks, if you get a letter from a lawyer, it has a little bit of a different sting than if somebody gives you an email, I would come and get the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have mills and mills.
Actually, with a lot of my writing, like the musical that I wrote, and it's all been lawyer fees. So actually, this would have been really fantastic.
Yeah, because you guys intellectual, property and partnerships.
And sometimes it's just the comfort of having things reviewed, right?
Yeah.
It's
right. not, I mean... You review and then say, hey, I think you need a lawyer or you don't.
Absolutely.
And that's invaluable.
We're all clicking on these things that are 5-page agreements.
Yeah.
Click and agree before you move forward. And how much are we really clicking and agreeing?
Yeah, too many clicks, too many agrees.
Yeah.
I had a document at... I'm not sure in your world, have you ever signed something online where you have it's called like DocuSign or something.
Mm-hmm.
I did that the other day. I thought, this is pretty cool. Look at me involved in the world signing.
I have my signature on my computer so I can just paste it into any PDF.
Well, aren't you a step ahead?
I'm
of
the future.
You are. LegalShield.com/CA. So either one will work.
Yeah, and you know, I'd love for everyone to just reach out to me, and I can share a special link to our app, and you can download the app. I can text you a special link. So that's a good way. People can email me, and I'll text you back.
If we go on your website, right, anitasarda.com?
Yeah, so anitasarda.com.
Okay.
If you'd like to, then my email address is anita@anitasarda.com. It's just my name, and drop me a line, and I'd love to just say hi and explain more of what we do, whether it's for business or personal, but I wanted you to touch on identity theft for a second, especially we go through the holidays.
Mm.
This is becoming a huge issue. Most people think it's an American thing. It really isn't. It's a really big Canadian problem. It's a 1 in 4 Canadian problem.
Wow.
So that's a scary. So that's 4 of us in, you know, this little
one
table
of us.
Right here.
Yeah.
One of us.
But I don't need to worry about that because nobody wants to be me.
and that's what we always say. But the reality is that what identity thefts are doing is they're breaching and taking. We hear breaches all the time. You know, BMO, CIBC, even Canada Post got hit with the whole cannabis thing. There was every Equifax. I mean, everybody's getting hit. And the reason is that people want to take bits and pieces of us and create new people. So, you know, they'll take your birthday and your SIN number and your email address and my phone number, and they now synthetically make a new person, but it's still your tied information. And how do you figure out? So you suddenly realize that you owe, you know, $1,000 on a 407 bill that you never drove on the 407.
Or how about people, houses being mortgaged and they don't even know it?
Absolutely.
I've got one. I don't know if this qualifies or not, but I sent a gift card to my brother for his birthday from Canadian Tire, and somebody, he got it, he went to use it and said it's already been used. And I was like, no, I bought it brand new and shipped it to you. Turns out that somebody had been going through all the gift cards at Canadian Tire and taking the numbers and then just trying to use that number until somebody, isn't that crazy? Until somebody finally used it.
You have a lot
it.
Of time in your hands.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, they did what?
So they had gone through the card. You know how the cards are hanging there, but you have to get the cashier to swipe it and put the money on it.
Yeah.
So they have all the numbers, and they just keep checking to see if there's money on it.
Hoping the numbers they stole, someone has bought it, initiated the card.
That's a lot of work.
But wait a second. So they stole the numbers took pictures of the numbers of the gift cards.
Yeah.
Let me just see how this scam works, because I might try it. So you pick the pictures.
And those numbers are, like, huge.
I know. I know.
That's a lot of work.
And it also took us months to deal with. I would have loved to have just said to Canadian Tire, we'll call a lawyer.
I had somebody steal my secret identity. Listen, I want to thank you for coming in. I think you've explained it well. This was amazing. You know, considering, you know, what happened in other interviews.
I didn't know that yesterday.
But I think you've explained it well. Anita Sarda wants you to go to LegalShield.com and or you can check out Anita's own site, which is?
AnitaSarda.com and drop me a line, Anita@AnitaSarda.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Thanks, Anita.
Hope you enjoyed yourself here.
I did. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. Now, this is this awkward part where we say thank you, but you're sort of still sitting here. And then we're like, I wonder if now we get your picture taken. The boys will take you over there. You can sit with Stan, who's one half of our team.
See, very interesting, very relatable.
Yes. Yes, that's... Twas what makes a good guest.
Twas.
Yes, Twas. She's right there.
Yes.
She's lovely.
There she is.
You're very nice. Legal Shield. We could have Legal Shield as a sponsor.
I think Legal Shield would be great. Right, right?
Yes.
Especially, I like that it's an
Let's
app.
Make that happen.
I like that it's an
you
app.
Like that?
Yes, because we won't let anyone be a sponsor.
Oh, no.
Only select people could be a sponsor.
I'll tell you what, dude. Yes, yesterday. I was thinking, there's no way. I couldn't do it.
What?
Yesterday.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that
I love
was,
how you're talking about
it. Fred, I would like to buy the platinum plan. No!
No! No, it's we not should, available.
We should get on the phone. We'll chat and have a grown-up conversation.
Go tell her on the mountain. Yeah.
Let them do what they're doing.
It's funny. It was funny you said that no one wants to steal your identity because I was literally trying to come up with the phrasing of I hate myself so much, no one wants to have my identity. Anyway, you know what? Sometimes you just got to let it go. Just let it go.
Let what go?
Let the pitch go by. You hit it. I loved it.
I think that a lot. I think that with my wallet. When someone's, I'm like, take my debt. Just take it.
You know, that Wills thing, I've been thinking a lot about it lately because... Mm. You know, Charlie's moved away. Spencer's getting older. But in my will, my current will still leaves everything to Randy, ex-wife Randy. But in a way, I don't mind that right now because I was thinking about that. I thought, well, it'll eventually go to the girls.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
But I really should update it.
But who pulls the plug?
What?
On my...
No, I'm going through that now.
Who pulls the plug on my deathbed?
Yeah. My parents were very clear. Yeah, my sister's pulling the plug because she's the most heartless one.
No, what I've done is I've created a scratch and win, scratch and thing, where anyone around the deathbed has an opportunity to scratch and see who gets to kill me.
Oh, so it's Spencer.
It's an opportunity. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Spencer. Spencer's the plug puller.
Even if it doesn't come up, Spencer, she'll do it.
Yeah. So you get, you decide who gets to kill you and how.
And how.
Yeah. Okay, Spencer, it's Spencer and it's Bludgeon.
Yay! That made you quite happy. Actually, I gotta go as soon as the show's over. I gotta take Spencer to an audition. Yeah, that's what I'm doing today.
Where? At my head?
No, it's a university film. She's been in about, I was telling Freddie, she's been doing a lot of work.
Good.
In student films. She's
good.
At film school.
Good.
But that is something, I back to the wills, I thought of that, you know, preparing a will is, you know, hundreds of dollars, could be $1,000. This Legal Shield option, even if you paid it for a year, it's $360. It's $400.
Yeah, it pays for your will.
It would pay for your will right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really should update it.
Yeah, but guys, just be clear. They consult you, but if you need the will done by a lawyer, it is a little...
She said it's complimentary.
That's complimentary, the whole thing?
Yeah. She said it's complimentary.
Writing up the whole will.
Right.
Okay.
Nina,
all right, that's fine.
You did say that with a leak, you get the will's free. Yeah, complimentary will preparation.
Okay, well, that's bonus. Yeah.
What's that, my love?
With yearly updates.
Yeah, with yearly updates. Amazing.
He's right. That pays for itself.
Like, that alone would pay for it. And, you know, too many people, you know, we've talked about this before, don't want to deal with... You know, having to go through the will process, it's not something you want to think about, but I was my father's.
No, Marco and I have to, because what's going to happen? What if we die in a plane crash tomorrow?
I was my father's, my brothers and I think we're powers of attorney. A lot of stuff needs to be taken care of, and now's the time in people's lives where it gets complicated.
I'm updating some of my stuff right now. I'm also purchasing a crematorium plan.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Where if I die, they just take me, burn me, and deliver me home in a box. Cut out all the middlemen and everything.
Sure.
Well, I mean,
but you've got to be, that's got to be clear.
Yeah. Although I'm surprised you're getting that plan because you'd have to leave your house.
The crematorium's over there.
Only in death did he leave.
Fred's leaving the building. Reluctantly. Do you have a plan where you could barbecue me in my backyard?
Yeah. No funeral, no hearse, no casket, no nothing. Just hospital, crematorium to the door.
Sounds great.
No, it's fantastic, and it's cheap, and then you can pay for that, and then your kids don't have that burden.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and it was great to have Anita here, and if nothing else, to remind people that, you know, you really need to provide, and she made a great point. One of the ways the government makes a lot of money in this country is, you know, what you call it, probating. Basically, you're taking over people's wills. If you don't have a will, they take your money and they disperse it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a very expensive mistake.
Listen, it gets complicated when you don't have kids.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a house. We have houses. We're those people. We have two houses.
It
like, who's going to take them? You know, like,
we'll take them.
We'll take them. That's right. Mm-hmm. Somehow,
you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Somehow, humble and friendly.
Very simple.
Why are they at the cottage? I'm not dead, guys.
All right, listen. Lots of great chat still to come. What's going on with romaine lettuce?
What's going on?
As well, I think I mentioned to you off the air, but they've. For the first time in, I guess, history, there will be no comedians at the White House correspondence.
I know. Did you see what she tweeted back?
She's awesome.
She's Michelle so Wolf. Funny.
It's a good one.
So much to go. A little update on yesterday's cycle poop story. And a big question. What's better, the Costco hot dog or the Canadian Tire hot dog?
Costco.
Just hang on a second. Don't
I'm already weighing in. Pull.
1-833-437-8465. It's humbleandfredradio.com.
When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind, and it's been you, woman, right down the line. Say that I love you would be an injustice. It's not that they don't like you, it's just they don't trust us. And they got all the answers, and they got all the questions, but I forgot to mention how I see the world around and the
It's Humble and Fred Radio. Our friends at Slate Music, FYI Music News, once again helping out the Andy Kim Christmas special. It's December 20th. Our Christmas show is the morning of December 20th. Jack Astor's, Sherway Gardens. Very, very nice location. Lots of nice people. We're just talking quickly with Barker there before she left about some of the people that might be on the show. More importantly, here's the thing. We'd love you to come down, have a little Christmas fun with us. It's always a great way to finish off the year. And, you know, to be honest with you, we don't know how many more years we're going to do this. And I'm not saying that to be maudlin or to, you know, we just don't. And we love having our friends and family hang out with us for a few hours before we say so long before the Christmas break. And we'd love for you to be there. At the same time, the Andy Kim Christmas, which has been going on for years and years, I believe happens that night in Burlington.
Hmm. Yeah, Burlington this year.
The Burlington Center for Performance, whatever that place is called.
Performing Arts?
Performances of the like.
Yes.
Yeah, that.
Why can't I just say yes?
I don't know.
Perform.
I don't know.
What's wrong with us?
I know what it is with you.
What? I'm excited.
Yeah, it's the tiger thing. You're all
pretty
over
excited.
The top.
Pretty excited to see if he's going to talk about all the. How did you put it? What did you say?
Plowing through the chickaboos.
Plowing through the chickaboos. Plowing through the chickaboos. The Fred Patterson story. Mike Muzzin's here. Mm. He's a legendary president of iTex America.
What?
Make iTex great again.
What's he pointing at?
He's going to come over in a bit and say hi.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm just saying, Mike Muzzin's here. He's a the wonder. Oh, I brought Timbits.
It was a.
That's awesome.
It's a 10-pack, but I ate two, so now it's an 8-pack.
Yeah.
See, Tim Hortons has got into the kitty meal business. Same little thing with the box and the healthy foods and.
You know what else I've gone into? Have you seen that? Has anyone had the? Has anyone had the waffle sandwich?
Oh, oh yes.
Have you had it? Come here.
So good.
You know, I'm not a big. Like, I don't drink Tim's coffee, but I do like their food. Their chili's great. I think their food value.
What? Chili? You isn't that funny?
Yeah.
All the times I've been to Tim Hortons, which isn't a lot, I would never think of ordering their chili.
Oh,
that's
because
funny.
When, like, girls were younger.
Okay.
That's when we used to do that. When
I'm not ridiculing. No, I'm just saying.
No, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I get that because when the girls were younger, we would go to Tim's and we would have, like, the chili and you get a sandwich. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, for $6, you can feed a family of six.
Oh, yeah.
It's good for the hockey arena.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. their value, what you get at Tim's value-wise is impressive.
It's perfect.
But this sandwich, it's a waffle.
It's got a Belgian waffle on the outside, and it's, like, perfect comparison to the McGriddle at McDonald's, which is just full of,
McDonald's.
What is that, syrup in the middle of a pancake?
Simple syrup, probably.
No, perfect. It's just sort of, you know, a pancake can be sweet. Yeah, McDonald's has been doing something along that line for a long time.
But this is
the totally.
It's a pancake sandwich?
Yeah. It's like the egg and the sausage and everything in between two little pancakes.
How do you go wrong with that?
And they drizzle the sugar and everything. Like, it's so sticky.
You need a nap after one of these.
You want to talk about excited? Phil's going to see Pearl a week from tomorrow. Speaking about drizzling syrup.
Nice. Waffle sandwich.
What's going on? I know it's terrestrial radio.
Mainly for breakfast.
Just quickly, speaking of food, there is an online thing I saw this morning, and I haven't been to Costco in a long time. I only go to Canadian Tire because it's down the street here, but I haven't had a Canadian Tire hot dog versus a Costco hot dog. Mm. Barker, as soon as I said it, she's like, Costco was better or not as good?
I think she said it was better than the front at Canadian Tire.
This I don't understand.
Where does that
When you say Canadian Tire hot dog, don't you mean sausage? Are you talking about hot dog?
Like a Polish sausage almost, right?
I don't know. I know they sell Costco hot dogs at Costco, but Canadian Tire, you only buy a sausage in front, right?
Yeah. On the cart.
But on the cart.
Sausage or hot dog? Two distinctly different things.
It just said hot dogs.
So you had one?
I got no skin. No, I just saw it online. I thought I'd ask the question.
Oh, I get it.
As one of the many topics we were going to burn through today.
I've had a Costco hot dog. Very good.
Yes,
but I've never had a Canadian Tire. Those carts, I would never order a hot dog. I would always order a sausage.
A Frankfurter.
I don't know. I can't do the comparison.
It's Liz and Jen's favorite food. In fact, they would go to Canadian Tire just for the hot dog in front. Yeah,
I got to tell you, the other day I did something. I was just coming home and I wanted to sort of do like a little. I had some leftover egg foo young.
I
wanted to throw some sausages in it. And on the way home, No Frills was open.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running in a hurry, and I bought these hot dogs that have cheese in them. Boy, they're so horrible for you, but they were so good.
Were they good? Because
I was going to read the directions or the ingredients. I thought, I don't even know how they got the cheese in there, but it was so good.
I've told you my IKEA hot dog story, haven't I? Used to be where you'd go up, and with that IKEA, I think it was like $1, you got two hot dogs and a drink.
Yes.
Two hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was in there, and I went up, and I said, can I get just one hot dog? And the kid looks at me and says, sir, it's $1. Give one away.
Hey!
He did, and I started laughing. Oh. It was a great line.
That's great. Do that again. What do you say?
Huh?
Do it again. It was funny.
I went up to the guy, and there was two hot dogs and a drink for $1. And I said, can I get just one hot dog? And he said, sir, it's $1. Give one away.
There you go. Funny. And then did you go home and plow some chicken boots?
Ooh, here's your hot dog.
Sean's got a story here about food. That Loblaw is cranking up their self-checkout with an app. I love this. That scans items while you shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I was doing self-checkout a couple nights ago, and it never works. I mean, I rarely go through the process and not having to call the attendant. But if you could just scan it as you go, it's done. It's perfect.
It's great other than the fresh produce. That's what Phil and I were talking about earlier.
Right, because you got to figure out
still
where
you got to go scale it somewhere. In the store. But then again, this is
good. But some produce does have the code on it.
You the could PLU.
Just, yeah, the PLU.
So anything anything you need weight for, though, you're still going to have to go scale it out there. But it'll give you a little barcode at the end, and you just show that. And that's how you're going to have to pay. And you can pay through this app, or you can pay... like going to the self-checkout with this barcode and everything's done for you.
I love
you don't
that.
Have to stand there.
I love that.
Everything.
That's great use of technology because less and less, most people are just not, I just don't want to go through the line experience.
The only problem I'm finding with this, though, is like I searched everywhere on the internet, all over the Loblaws site and all over CBC and everything. They don't say where the stores they're going
to
be rolling them out.
What's happening exactly.
So as you shop,
right.
you'd go and get an item. You know, just all you do is tap it with your. You'd have the scanner on your app.
Your camera.
Your camera. You scan.
While you're in the store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. While you're shopping. All right. You take an item before you put it in your cart. You just beep it. You just go beep, boop, and then put it in the cart.
Isn't that big honor system, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And then what do you do on the way out?
Well, you have to scan.
In the end, there's a barcode.
Right, you have
a total
prevention at
the
front.
Your barcode that you take to the front, or you pay through your phone because your Visa can and
you know there's a big
be connected.
There's a big move afoot now, and I've seen on social media quite a campaign as far as self checkout too. Mm-hmm. Is now not only are people losing their jobs, now they want us to work for them. They want us to be the cashiers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I tell you, usually that stuff. And then I'm thinking, you know, that's sort of true.
Yeah.
It's like. People are losing their jobs. We all lose our jobs.
And when you
don't we know that? But so now you're actually doing the work for them.
Well, I know what you're theoretically saying. You're doing some work, but I will tell you the convenience of not standing in a line 4 or 5 deep to just, especially if it's only because I only buy. I'm like you. I only buy sort of items as I go day of or a couple of days in advance. So if it's a big line, I only got 6 or 7 or 10 items. I just want to do it myself and get out.
Yeah.
I mean, this level that Loblaws.
I get it. The convenience is great.
Well, so yeah, even though I might be having to bag it myself.
A lot of people intimidated by it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just avoid the self-checkout because they just don't want to deal with it.
Sure.
A lot of people like that face-to-face interaction.
Well, and also what Sean was saying, when you have a lot of produce, it's...
That's what makes it complicated.
Or if you shop at different stores, because what I've realized at self-checkout, when you check out produce, right, at Loblaws-type stores, you press a button and then you weigh it. And when you go to Walmart, you have to put it, weigh it first, then press the button, and then put in the... So I had to call in, like, attendance every time I had to figure out the produce, because it's like, what do I do first? It's not standardized. So, I mean, even with your phone, that's the thing. If you use your phone to check out things, you're using up your battery. So you're paying to
Jesus.
Shop that way.
Okay.
You know, at least with self-checkout, you've got, you know, store-provided electricity.
You can always shoot yourself.
Yeah. Pretty much. I'm going to find the chickaboos first.
Now he's worried about the battery on his phone.
No, well, a lot of people are worried about that because they've got everything on their phone.
Are they? I'm not.
Well, because you're barely. You never have your phone on. It's easy for you. Sean, that's going to have to be. Would you want to do one more and then we got
to
move on to...
I said I was going to talk about it yesterday.
Oh, the black hole?
No,
dark matter?
The Islamic extremists that are all into gay porn, apparently.
Do you have all the information?
Yes, I totally do.
So there's jihad.
Apparently.
Jihad in the sack.
A handy jihad.
They love them.
Well, that's fine. Listen, that's out there for those people.
Yes, totally out there. It was apparently... They've been wondering why there's been no response after 15 years, like cyber attack wise, to 9/11 in North America and stuff like that. So what was the name
Who's
of the
wondering?
Company?
Who's wondering?
It's
people,
tech security companies
are
because
wondering.
They've been trying to figure this out because people have been saying this is going to happen all the time. Why have they attacked? Why has there been no cyber attack? Well, it's because the ability of hackers in the Middle East is a little bit. Less than
they're not up
our
to
ability.
Par?
They're not up to our par, okay. Really. There's nothing that's going to be taking out full grids in North America. That is impossible, almost for them. It'd be too difficult for them.
Are
to
you
get
saying
the
that
thing.
The jihadists want to plow some chickaboys?
In order, the initiation, right, as an extremist, is to post your genitals online because
is
that is against the rules. There's a homophobia is a major part of the Middle East.
Islamophobia.
Are they not aware what it did to Tony Clement?
Yeah.
Well, this is their, like, fight back to the man. We're going to post my genitals online. And
I like to scan. You know what? I like to scan my genitals in the self-checkout.
You have your barcode. You present it.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't show up on that Loblaws app, you know?
No. Mm. I think we're best to get out of this story.
Really?
Yeah. What, is there any more?
It's just that whole Middle Eastern world of hackers is surprisingly...
We could be accused of homophobia, and we do not want that.
But by no means. That's
and
not
this
what
is
I'm
a double banger. This was Islamic homophobia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, a double banger is also part of their favorite site.
Yeah.
Double ender. Mm-hmm. Double ender. It's just that we're running out of time.
Proceed.
Thank you. You did a great job. Great work. While we're talking about Spearhead, why don't we get our friend Mike Muzzin to come on over here and have a little chit-chat. And then after this, I want to just, can somebody tell me why they're having so much trouble with the romaine lettuce?
Hey, the Spearhead Brewing Company out of Kingston, Ontario, got together with Sam Roberts, the Sam Roberts Band, and they produced... The Sam Roberts Band Ale. This American Amber Ale is brewed with the hit Canadian rock band. Of course, 4.5%. Just a nice mid-range beer. Blends an English and American ale. Has characteristics of caramel biscuit and a dry, zesty finish. Okay? And that hop bitterness, it strikes a refreshing chord. I hope that explains and describes Sam Roberts Band Ale. It's a winner. Spearhead Brewing Company out of Kingston, Ontario.
Hey man. Use cannabis better. The String Friend app is really what you need. You know, I don't know how many times I have to explain that. You know, the revolution in legalization wasn't necessarily about your ability to buy weed, get high legally. A lot of it has to do with the idea that, you know, a lot of Canadians have been availing themselves of medical marijuana by prescription for a long time. So there's a lot of information about people who are having success using all manners of marijuana, CBDs, THCs. Find out what others are using on their cannabis journey. Sign up at strainprint.ca. Use it responsibly. It's a medical cannabis tracking app. It's a It's a medical cannabis journaling app and a way to kind of stay in touch. You know, that really is... You know, what people are... I think one of the best things about social media, to our point yesterday, lots of bad, but lots of great information being shared, like strainprint.ca. Share information with others. Find out what others have been sharing on their cannabis journey. Strainprint.ca. Michael Muzzin.
Present.
Michael Muzzin has been a friend of our program for some time. He's the president of the continent. He owns all of the iTechs. And that's fantastic.
Continental, I didn't see that one coming. That's great.
No, you're in the States. Sean A.
What's up with that?
So, what do you own?
Things.
You know, stuff.
Stuff,
sure you do.
Yeah.
Young father. Good man.
Yeah, young father. Two boys. Yeah.
Hear about Eileen had another kid.
I heard. Actually, I just sent her a congratulations message. I guess it was yesterday or today, this morning. Nice. But yeah, no, it was great. Sydney.
Little baby girl.
Yep.
Are you guys going to have any more? Going to go for kid number three?
I don't think so. I heard the factory is no longer producing, so no.
What?
She said no. Nat said no.
Oh, I see.
His wife doesn't want to have any more to do with him.
So are you going to have a vasectomy?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but I've had so many operations on my abdomen. I'm like, one more.
Oh, I get
not that it's on my abdomen, but just another operation.
It's very simple nowadays. They, you know, they even do the... What do they call it? The
scalpel method.
They just bang it with a rubber mallet. Yeah. Bang!
That sounds
you're good to go.
So Muzzy, awesome.
Muzzy's had, he gave away his kidney. He's got lots of stitches down there. He gave away kidney to his papa.
Yeah.
What's going on, Phil, with the romaine lettuce?
E. coli, that's the thing. People are picking lettuce and people are getting sick because it's raw food.
But what are they doing? How are they getting sick? Are they? Because E. coli comes from feces.
Pretty much.
No,
pretty
this,
much.
This is... And there's been a few of these romaine lettuce ones over the past couple of years.
Yeah, big shock earlier this year in the States. And it's all because of, you know, handling, and you're talking about fertilizer. And yeah.
I'm thinking they should stop producing all romaine out of one spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke.
all romaine out of one area, you know?
Make romaine great again.
But what's funny, yeah, where does romaine come?
I still don't get it.
Yeah.
No, well, or you say
many farmers produce romaine lettuce.
Right, yeah. So why this particular? You know, on the news last night, they said if you have it, throw it out. I'm thinking, I'm not throwing it out. I'm taking it back for my money. That's what I'm doing.
You know, and
throwing
it out. I'm surprised when you heard this, you didn't like, you know, wipe your ass with some Boston lettuce as well and go, hey, yeah, look,
there's
romaine.
Yeah, but, or this lettuce is bad too.
Funny you say that. Instead of taking it back, use it as ass wipe.
Yeah.
All right.
But the CDC says it, and then like suddenly everybody has to stop using it, including Canada. So,
well, because you know, here's the problem with the infinitesimal chance of getting E. coli. Why bother? You're not going to serve Caesar salad to the boys.
No. So what's going on? Like, really, if I went to a really nice steakhouse tonight, mm-hmm, would I order the Caesar salad? I'd be a bit freaked out.
It'd be iceberg Caesar salad.
Yeah, you can ask for a substitute.
You know, I mentioned this to Rachel last night because I was talking. I said, what is going on with romaine lettuce? And she said, well, you know, it's not really, you know, as a someone that likes to cook, she said, you know, it's not really much that romaine lettuce is good for other than, you know, sort of Caesar salad. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything I've ever had with romaine lettuce.
You can find it on some sandwiches.
You can find it on some sandwich. I guess you'd have to ask
Tim Horton,
for it.
Yeah. Tim Horton sometimes.
Yeah, see?
All right.
Thank you, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that.
What, Tim Hortons put romaine lettuce on their sandwiches?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they'll put a leaf on.
But how do you, is it romaine or is it another style?
No, it's romaine.
How do you know that?
Because I've eaten at Tim Hortons.
Oh, have you?
There's a little tag
on
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I have.
Angry. No.
It's funny with salads now. I just love spinach so much. To me, salad means spinach. I don't buy lettuce. I buy spinach.
Mm-hmm. I had a spinach salad.
I just love it so much.
Plus, it makes you strong.
And, leaves. Mm-hmm. And salmon.
You know what's good? Well, get a plate, put a bunch of. Yeah. Spinach on it.
On a plate.
Grate some cheese on it. Put it in the microwave for about a minute and a half.
Oh, so excellent. I had raw spinach salad, raw tomatoes with a little cheese on the spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing I like to do with spinach. You ever sauteed spinach?
Mm. What do you mean, Howard?
Like, honestly.
Like in a frying pan?
In a frying pan.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's good.
Hang on. This is what I'm, this is my favorite way to eat it. Because you can put a ton of it in the pan, a little bit of butter, and as it heats, it wilts. Mm. And then I don't like it too, I'll take it out before it gets too mushy. But it's funny, spinach, I'm the same way. I don't think I've ever, I can't remember the last time I bought romaine lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Just love it.
But add some pasta to that dish, it would be really good.
Yeah, very, very, very nice. Speaking of Fesez, this story, a follow-up to yesterday, the cyclist that defecated. Did you hear the story about this? She got into a thing in Victoria, and there's video of this guy taking a duty and then throwing it at the car. And Matthew McGowan, who's a Humble and Fred fan, says, what I don't understand is, how long was this guy cycling around on the verge of taking a crap? Wouldn't that be super uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, because, as I said yesterday, I, no matter how angry I was at a motorist, I don't think I could produce, you know,
like instant crapping. Like,
so this guy was like, oh, I'm just driving around, and then I'm probably thinking at some point I should probably stop at Subway or something and get a duty.
Yeah.
And you know, and then he gets hit by a car and he's like, I know what I'll do. Off you go.
Although,
I'll throw some.
Stuff like cycling, and I notice if I go for a long walk, often this initiates a movement, so maybe something along those lines.
Great point. Maybe the cyclist, maybe cycling.
True.
There's something about that seat just ramming up your butt, mm-hmm, and it's so comfortable.
Well, now you're being a little too graphic, Michael, for our show, but that's fine. You're a guest.
you've been told.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just sit there.
We have a line, Michael, yeah, just sit there and you crossed it.
Be a good boy.
I'm going back over.
Tomorrow on the Best of Humble and Fred on Funny 820 between 7 a.m. and 9, what we're trying to do is go into our vast back catalog of shows that we've done over the last 7 years. Phil's going to host the show 7 to 9 on Friday, 7 to 9 on Saturday, including
Ron Hawkins from Lowest of the Low tomorrow, and we also have the Strumbellas for the weekend.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Lovely, clean, and nice.
And it's American Thanksgiving. Lots of football today. Tomorrow it's Tiger v. Phil. Yeah, I'm going to get it.
Are you even going to like get dressed when you watch it, or are you just going to sit there and watch it like captivated? It is going to be good.
Am I going to get dressed?
Like, are you going to just stand all day, like, waiting for it to happen, and then, you know...
Are you buying it?
No, I'm not buying it.
I don't know how many... I don't know what their response rate is going to be, but as I said yesterday, the guy that's organizing this thing, it's at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas.
What time does it start?
2 o'clock.
You know, Are bars allowed to show it, I wonder?
Well, as a pay-per-view event? I don't know how those things
because
work.
There's a gray area there as far as bars. And
I think they pay a, there's like a commercial rate. Because
that would be a good option, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because we're talking 4 to 5 hours, right?
4 hours.
Yeah. That's a long...
That's a commitment, yeah, for sure.
Well, it's a long commitment, what, for a pay-per-view event or for a golf event?
No, for me, like a guy, a casual thing, I never watch. Like, even if it's a big thing, Tiger, when he was in contention again, I don't watch from beginning to end. I sort of time it. I think, oh, if it comes on at 3, I'll put it on at 5, 5:30, right?
I'm the same. Yeah. You know, I'm the same with, if you said to me, hey, there's a football game you should watch mm-hmm. tomorrow,
yeah.
I might check it out for right. a quarter. I couldn't sit there for the whole game.
Right.
But, I mean, you're talking to somebody that
depends
watched.
Depends on your passion.
Yeah, you've talked to somebody that watched mm-hmm. the Safeway Open, you know, 4 weeks ago, every day of it. This because there's this new kid on the scene named Cameron Champ, and he is going to be the next sort of superstar of golf.
This is the guy with the crazy swing.
This is the guy with the who has hits the ball farther than anybody on the PGA Tour by about 30 or 40 yards. It's like wow. It's like a huge leap,
but it's the swing that's unusual, right? Yeah,
just his it's just how kids hit the ball now is the daisies. Anyway, Mike wants you to go to iTex. iTex is the revolution for all your needs, and we wish everyone a what do we needs. Wish people?
Well, to happy our American thing. Neighbors, I know this. The signal of this powerhouse spills into Western New York. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to all a good night.
This episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, The Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, The Chambers Plan, Spearhead Brewing Company, Strain Print, HomegrownKits.ca, and our newest sponsor, Cannabis Career Network. We broadcast to the world from the Humble and Fred Queensway National Broadcast Center. Best of Humble and Fred tomorrow and online at HumbleandFredRadio.com.